Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
You look forward to it. Sometimes service is like pulling teeth sometimes. And it should be something that is, we automatically go in. I know when I get ready to praise Yahweh, I use the terminology, I go in. Why are you saying? Because I'm going in praise. I'm going into his presence. I'm going in under his wing. I'm going into his secret place. I'm going in to where his blessings flow. I'm going in to his presence. I'm going in to his covering. I'm going in to his blessings. And in that atmosphere, in that atmosphere, something happens. One of the things, I'm blessed. When I go in, it's automatic blessing. He needs his church to go in. He needs his church to be enthusiastic about what he's done. If Yahweh's done something for you, you should let it out. Has he done something for you this last week prior to July 5th, 2015? A lot of times we said we're going to be here for the first prayer. Well, everybody wasn't here. Why is that? Because there's no yare. And sometimes we want a yare on our own terms. Well, I yare when I have time. Oh, get this. I will yare when I feel like it. Yare isn't based on your feeling. Yare is based just upon you give unto Yahweh what Yahweh deserves. And he deserves your praises. He deserves your, somebody say everything. My question to you, saints, is do you believe that Yahweh deserves your everything? I don't know. You got, because it says this, if so, there is evidence. Well, no, I keep it inside. There's evidence that delighteth greatly in his commandments. That means you're looking forward to opportunities. What is his commandments? His word. You're looking forward to opportunities. Hey, and if you come up against a struggle, it is a perfect opportunity for you to see the power of Yahweh at work. It is a perfect opportunity for you to see him come through, right? And so if we go to the second verse, it says, if we do that, something's going to happen. And it says, his seed. Who are we talking about? Tell your neighbor, he's talking about you. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the what? Upright shall be, but the generation of the upright. Who is the generation of the upright? You, what does upright mean? Upstanding, right standing, your posture, your life, your lifestyle. And the problem is that we have not made yare a lifestyle. We've made yare be something that we do occasionally. Well, I'll do yare on Monday, maybe, if I come to prayer. And then, you know, I'm doing my thing. And then maybe on Wednesday, I'll do some yare. And maybe I'll do some yare on Sunday. But I'm only going to do daytime yare. I ain't going to do nighttime yare. What does that mean? I ain't coming to night service. You know what? There was a time, and I praise Yahweh for the old school believers. The Pentecostal Assemblies of the World, PAW, Holy Ghost, Apostolics. We was in church every day, almost. We were in church. It was a service every day of the week, including Saturdays. And it seemed like there was a revival every other month. And in revival service, we was in revival till 11, 12 o'clock on a school night. Somebody said, wow, but y'all got it easy. Because in this day and age, y'all don't even want to stay till 1:30, 2 o'clock. It's too, yeah. I have people asking me, Pastor Tom, you going to make an 8 o'clock service so we can get out by 9:30, 10 o'clock? Crafting a service so that you can get out and turn up. Do what you want to do. Oh, no, because, and that's how some people do. If I did have an 8 o'clock service, I can hear the conversations right now. Oh, girl, I'm going to the 8 o'clock service so I can get out. What you got to do? I mean, man, this is Sunday, man. Can you not, like, hang out with Yahweh for maybe a few hours? I mean, you got all the rest of the week. You can't hang for 2 or 3 hours? There was a time when we would get in 11 o'clock service. We started 11 o'clock service, but before 11 o'clock service, we had Sunday school starts at 9:30. Before Sunday school starts at 9:30, we have 8 a.m. Some of us were here from 8 o'clock all the way till 3:30 because service didn't end till like 3 something. Right? And then we hung out because we had 6 o'clock service. Not second and fourth Sunday, but every Sunday. Anybody remember that? And guess what? We used to have Bible study, not on Wednesday night, but it was on Friday night. Woo! And Friday night is supposed to be the turn up day of the week. And we was right here in church, turning up the Holy Ghost. But see, what happens is that now, you know, in this day and age, we kind of, the church has made, and I'll say the ecclesia, not just our church, but we've made adjustments in our schedule, you know, hoping that things will be kind of easier for you to attend and be a part of, and you're still not satisfied. We tell you, come on back for night service. And you know, the people, the I'll say the choir, because I was with the choir for years. Choir had to be back. We was in full force. We were 50 deep in the morning and 50 deep at night. Mandatory. Now, We're 30 deep in the daytime, and if we had night service at night, you see all them robes, you see about 3 of them at night. That says a whole lot about Yare. It says a whole lot about the age that we're living in. So that's why you got to check yourself, because, and then I have people like, well, you know, it's a holiday. Don't you want to cancel a night service, Pastor Tom? You think it might be good if we just cancel it and, you know, but hold it over till next week? And guess what? We only have two night services. Now, second Sunday? And what? Fourth. And what is the turnout? A handful. But you know what? I praise you, Abba. We got some ride or die saints up in here. Yeah. And I'm going to put it out like this. You want to see the Yahweh saints? I mean, the saints is hanging. The saints is really serious about their business. Go to night service. And you will see who will turn out. And some people, well, the ministers is doing it. Are you giving praises to the ministers, or are you giving praises to Yahweh? Wait, that's what I'm saying. I don't understand. We got to fix this. Tell your neighbor, we got to fix this. And some of y'all that just said that don't want it fixed. But make that confession. I'm making you make that positive confession in the name of Yeshua. We got to fix this. Because this, if we allow this to continue, we will fall into the Laodicean church age. And what is the Laodicean church age? They lukewarm. And the word of Yahweh says, I don't want you lukewarm. That means, well, I can have it, or I can't. You know, I really don't care if I come to church, or I don't care if I come. He said, I need you to be either hot or cold. Because if you doing this in-between stuff, I'm going to do something with you. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. That's what he says. If you're lukewarm, he's going to what? He wants to know if you're hot, because at least if he knows that you're cold, you know, he can respect that. I mean, if I got some cold saints up in here, I can respect that. But I praise Yahweh for the hotness. Who got the hotness? We got any saints that's hot? Hot. But no matter what you say, it's in your yare. And your yare is your posture of your heart. It's in what you do. Say it's in what I do. So if we go here, it says, oh, hallelujah. And see, somebody's looking at the clock now, saying, well, he said he was going to let us out at 1 o'clock. Well, you remember it's communion, so we have to add that, you know. So don't tip out yet. You need to give me a few more minutes. It's 1 o'clock, see? We would go, ooh, apostle, we would go till 2.
Better not get up.
And he said, you bet not get up either. And you know what? I respect some of the stuff we used to do. I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. In the old church, when we would get up and have to get up, we would hold up our finger. Yay. You know, I'm tipping out, but you know what I'm saying? And this finger's saying something. It's saying, I gotta make my way out the aisle. For whatever reason it is. You got to go to the restroom or whatever. But it says, excuse me. And please excuse me. I beg your pardon, because I know something important is going on right now. And I hate to get up and break that. But please have mercy on me. Forgive me. Let me make it to the door. But I reverence and love Yahweh. So excuse me. But we got folks. Yeah, I got up. What you gonna do about it? That's how they do too. Why? Because there ain't no reverence. There's no yare. I don't know about you, but the church needs their yare back. Yeah. We need our yare back. Yeah. We need our reverence back. And so it says right here, it says three, wealth and riches shall be in his house. This is if you're in your Yahweh, and his righteousness endures forever. And it says fourth, unto the upright, there arises light in the darkness. Light. You are the light that what shineth in the darkness, right? And it says, he is gracious and full of compassion and righteousness. And my problem is that maybe I don't say this enough. Maybe we don't say this enough. But Yeshua's coming back. Let me say it to this side. Maybe then. Yeshua's coming back. He's coming back. Let me tell these folks one more time. Yeshua's coming back. Okay. Because see, what that's what happens. We say he's coming back, and people act like, yeah, I done heard that. I was talking to somebody the other day, and I remember being way at Mount Zion, 1970-something, and we were preaching that gospel. And the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, right, at the last trump, what would happen? The trumpet shall sound. And what? Those that are dead in Mashiach shall what? Rise first. And those of us who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him. In the clouds to meet Yeshua in the air. And we've called that something. We've called that the rapture. You won't find that necessarily in the word. You'll just find that the explanation of what it is. But then that's what, when you hear rapture, that's what that is. You're going to be caught up. But it hadn't happened yet. So now I'm preaching the gospel. And we got young people who's like, oh, well, they've been preaching that for years. I don't care how many years is being preached. It's going to happen. It's going to take place. Yeah. Yeshua is coming back. And he's looking. He's looking for something. And so when we go here, go to Luke. And this is my desire is that we treat this gospel the way it should be treated. We reverence it the way it should be reverenced. Because we should, and back in those days, we were watching, they had a movie called Thief in the Night. And they would show that movie. Because every time they showed that movie, people would get scared. They would get messed up because the movie showed people being, you know, taken out. You know, one moment they're there, you got a husband and wife. Then the wife is caught up and she's gone. And the husband is left behind. Y'all looking at me like you don't know what I'm talking about. But don't you know that coming of Yeshua is a real thing? He's going to take his people out. One day, one day either you're going to be caught up or you're going to be looking up. and then the church age says, well, you know, he ain't come yet. Maybe he'll give us some signs. If you ain't seen the signs that's going on today in 2015, I don't know what rock you living up under. They got all the stuff is really in place. And to tell you the honest truth, it could happen anytime. And my question is, are you going to be ready? And it's not out of fear, it's not out of being scared, but it should be out of a reverence for Yahweh. Did you say, I want to be right because you deserve me to be right? All right. Because of what you did for me, you deserve my rightness, my righteousness, my uprighting. You deserve that. So I ain't scared of Yahweh, but rather I'm trying to give Yahweh what he deserves. He deserves my life. Yes. Right? So I'm not doing it because, oh, I'm afraid of the devil. So since I'm afraid of the devil, then I'm going to serve Yahweh. You got it twisted. That's why I don't be having to cram down your neck hellfire. Y'all going to hell. You're going to hell. I don't have to tell you that. You already know. I was somewhere. And it was so hot. I was in the desert a few weeks ago. And it was 115 degrees in the shade. In the shade. And I said to myself, ooh, if hell is anything like this, I don't want to have nothing to do with it. But I ain't scared of hell. Because Yahweh didn't create me to be scared of hell. He created me to serve him. He created me to worship him. He created me to love him. He created me to be in the oneness with him. So when you in the oneness, you ain't thinking. That's not even in your vocabulary. I could care less about hell because I ain't going there. How do I know I ain't going there? Because I'm focused on Yahweh. I'm lifting up my eyes to the hills from where it's coming my help. So I ain't ever gonna try to scare you. What I'm trying to do is aspire you, not inspire, but aspire you to want. You should be in such love with Yahweh. You should be so in love with Yahweh that you're willing to serve. You're willing to worship. You're willing to do whatever it takes to be with your God, with have that relationship with your Father, right? And so when we go here, there's a few more minutes. Go here to Luke 18, chapter 7th verse. And it says, Luke 18, 7. You got to say, I got it. And shall not Yahweh avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? 8th verse, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith in the earth? When he come back, is he going to find some folks left that are still serving, that are still trusting, that are still believing, that are still yareing him? And truth of the matter is, he should find more, because it's your job to encourage people to what? Come into the house. Look at these seats. We crammed 400 of them in here. Got more room. It's just a different shape. More room. But you, say, I'm sheep. That's what you are. Say, you sheep. He's a shepherd. Sheep beget sheep. Tell your neighbor, sheep beget sheep. So, in other words, sheep should be getting sheep. That means you should be inviting. That means you should be encouraging somebody. Right? You should what? Tell somebody. And when we asked for people to come, share the gospel, when we was over there over on Grant, we got a handful of people come out. But I dare say, somebody needs to come out on Saturday to come and share the good news of Yahweh. Somebody needs to share the good news. And so we go here, go to First Kepha. Peter, 1 Peter, the second chapter. Kepha, K-E-F-A, is the Hebrew name for what? Peter, so let's go to Peter. All right. First Peter, the second chapter. You got to say, I got it. Okay, let's go to the first verse. The problem with us, why is the church so lethargic? Why is there not a whole lot of Yare going on? Because there's some things that's holding you back from your Yare. There's some things that you're falling into. And we're going to talk about some of that stuff on Wednesday night. Because some of us just got bad attitude. Your attitude's wrong. Your attitude's bad. Your attitude's twisted. You got an attitude problem. What you mean I got an attitude? Well, the proof is right there. If you just responded, what you mean? That's what I'm talking about. You made it real. And so it says right here, 2 Peter, 1 Peter, 2nd chapter, 3rd verse. You got 3rd verse? Oh, no, I'm sorry. 1st verse. Okay. So it says, wherefore, laying aside, well, I got to lay aside something. Evidently, it's what's hindering you. You got some stuff that's what? Hindering you. So it says, lay aside all malice. What is malice? It's badness, wickedness, naughtiness, not ashamed to break lawsness. So some of y'all are operating in malice. And you know, we've made badness a good thing. You know, Michael Jackson started that, didn't he? No, I'm bad. You know it. You know, everybody was like, oh, who's bad? Well, that's how the church world is. I'm bad. Like, it's a good thing. I'll do this, I'll do that. I'm going here. You know, I'm going to do whatever I want to do. Prince. Anybody know the artist Prince? Somebody said, yes, I do. Well, they called him his royal badness. Well, because he did bad stuff. He was just bad. But church, you ain't supposed to be bad. That shouldn't be in your vocabulary. You should be good. And if you're trying to be bad, that's what's holding you back. Tell your neighbor, you good. It ain't cute to be bad. That's what we make it. We dress bad. We wear some sexy stuff. And oh, that's bad, girl. You bad. Well, that's not. Y'all shouldn't be dressing to be bad. You know? You should be dressing to be good. Back in the day, you had to cover that honey up. Oh, you had a gap right there. You couldn't have that. You shouldn't show that. You had to put a doily or something in between there. Cover it up. You know, because what you're doing is bringing out the animal in somebody. You're making that flesh come up. And that's the thing. You know, it's not you. I just want to be me. Well, you messing up somebody because somebody's trying to serve Yahweh and you throwing the Twin Towers out there. Let me say this. There's a whole lot of other places out there. The church ain't the place for you to be sexy. It's not a sexy place. There's other places you can get your sexy on. If you just got to get your badness out. The church ain't the place for you to have your skirt all the way up here and stand up here so people can see. The higher up you go, the lower your skirt needs to get. This ain't the... Wait, we just got to say it right. You know, some people are afraid to say it. When I lift up my eyes unto the hills, I don't want to lift up my eyes unto your heels. That's a problem. And we think it's freedom. I should be free. Uh-uh. Tell somebody, not up in here. Now, what I try to do is love. You know, you before you came to Yeshua, you had a sexy wardrobe. Okay. So that's what you got in your closet. And you're trying to wean it out. Okay. But I'm not going to crucify you, but my prayer to you is that Yahweh will bless you with some goodness, with some good clothes, some good church clothes. Hallelujah. And I don't want people going around saying, why you ain't, tell your neighbor, leave the folks alone. Let me say it. Let Yava and me say it, and First Lady. The rest of y'all, hold up. Hold up. Tell your neighbor, hold up. Because somebody might be sexy today. It's okay. It's just that we want to put the focus on Yahweh because he's the one that deserves the focus. That's what's wrong. We got to listen. There's some brothers here that have been delivered. And they're trying to maintain their deliverance. So stop tempting them. Brother said, praise Yahweh. You know? And it's too, I know, sisters, I know you're trying to, and you want the brothers to not do the, you know, the Smedium t-shirts and stuff, you know, it may have, I know, it's okay. We're all trying to work it out. We're trying to work it out. Amen, amen. So it says laying aside that, and all guile. What is guile? Trickiness, slyness, manipulation. See, some of y'all was manipulators, master manipulators in the world. You was manipulating. Whatever it is that you wanted to get, you could manipulate. This is not the environment for you to manipulate. We don't need no kingdom manipulators. We don't need no kingdom pimps in the house. Trying to be tricky and sly. Brothers, if you a single man, you need to be upright. Stop being tricky and slicky with these sisters. Treat these sisters like they need to be treated. Respect these sisters like they need to be respected. You are some kind of sly pimp daddy, Mac daddy, what's the other ones? Slick daddy, sugar daddy, whatever daddy. You don't come up in the kingdom being some slick Mac kingdom daddy sliding up on the single sisters, working your weave of your, hey, you know, how you doing, sister? Praise Yahweh. And you're sliding up to this sister, praise Yahweh, and you're sliding up to another sister, praise Yahweh, and you got a third one in the foyer that you sliding up to. Too much sliding going on, that's right. But that stuff is hindering people. That talk is hindering people. That stuff is hindering people. And it says what? Hypocrisies. Say fakeness. See, I told y'all this, and I'm going to end it on this because this is a series right now. I guess we're going to have a series on reverence because the church needs some reverence. But I will say this. I don't want your fake Yahweh, praise Yahweh, your fakeness. I need some saints that when you say his name, I said this before, y'all going to get me upset. When you say praise Yahweh, you say it like you mean it because you are speaking a holy name, a reverent name, a name that needs to be honored and praised. So when you say praise Yahweh to me, you better mean it because that's what I'm going to do. When you say praise Yahweh, I'm going to praise Yahweh. I'm going to do that. How long am I going to do that there? Well, let's check this out. Let's go here. Last scripture, because I know somebody's watching. Psalm 71st chapter. We're going to carry on some of this next week. My time might be limited there, but we're going to get what we can. Hallelujah. So, those are the things that's holding you back. It's hindering you. All of that stuff. And sometimes we hindering each other. We got so much stuff going on. We should be focusing on the kingdom and what's best for the kingdom. What's going to enhance the kingdom. What's going to move the kingdom forward. Instead of what's going to do something for us. Well, how we feel good. I care about how I look. Yahweh don't care nothing about how you look. He care about your life. What does your life look like? Is your life right? How is your life looking? That's what he cares about. How you living? And so 1 Peter Psalms, 71st chapter. Got 18th verse? Okay, so it says, now also, when I am old and gray head, where my gray head are in it at? Where my gray headed people in it at? Wait, it's okay. I'm gray headed too. I just occasionally use number 35, you know, just to keep it mixed in, but only your barber knows for sure, Jeremy, you got me. But that's what my mother used to say. She was a beautician, and she says, only your hairdresser knows for sure. Right? Okay. But you know, this is going to be a powerful moment for the gray-haired. So I will raise my hand as a gray-haired until I am old and gray-headed. Any? Okay. Okay, so this is what we do. Are my gray heads ready? It says, now also when I am old and gray-headed, O Yahweh, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O Yahweh, is very high. Who has done great things, O Yahweh? Who is like unto thee? Thou which has showed me great and sore troubles shall quicken me again and shall bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth. Oh my Yahweh, unto thee will I sing with the harp. Oh thou Holy One of Israel, my lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. I'm gonna praise Yahweh. Yeah. Do I got anybody that's gonna praise him until they gray-headed? Hallelujah! We're gonna tell of his goodness. We're gonna reverence him. We're gonna give him the glory. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! We gotta bring his reverence back. Hallelujah. Father Yahweh, we thank you and praise you, Father, for who you are. You are great and greatly to be praised. There is none like you. You have done awesome and marvelous and wonderful things unto us, and we thank you. We praise you. We give you the glory and the honor. And right now, Father, if our Yahweh has not been what it needs to be, Father Yahweh, minister to us right now, reverencing you, being who you need us to be in these last days, Father Yahweh. Our desire is to sing your greatness. Our desire is to have a life that shows your transformative power. Our desire, Father Yahweh, is to speak every good thing that you have done unto us and tell the world how great is our God. We thank you. We glorify you this night. Hallelujah. Hey, Osha. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father Yahweh. And we give you that praise. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep your eyes closed for just a moment. We're talking about something real. We're talking about reverence. We're talking about what Yahweh will do. This is real stuff. This is a real lifestyle. This is real transformation. This is real change. And if you're feeling what Yahweh is doing, you know that he's ministering to you. He's saying, hey, I've got something new for you. I've got something that you've been seeking, and now you found it. There's peace, there's love, there's joy. So right now, if there's anybody that wants to connect with him today and says, you know what, I want a new life, I want transformation. Hallelujah. If that's you, we can pray for you today. And all you have to do is just raise your hand. I want that relationship. I want to establish that relationship. Hallelujah. If you want that in your life, just raise your hand. You say, I want this lifestyle that you're talking about. I want to live that. Also, maybe there's somebody who says, hey, you know what? I've had a relationship with the Father, but I kind of drifted away. I'm not close like I used to be. And I want to get back. I know I need to get back. I know I'm distant. I know he's calling me. If that's you, raise your hand and we'll pray for you for restoration. You want to be restored back to where you know you need to be. You know you need a closer walk. Hallelujah. That's one. Hallelujah. 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 Anybody else? Anybody else? So if that's you, I'm going to pray for you. Hallelujah. Everybody keep your head bowed. And if you raise your hand for any of those reasons, I want to walk you back here. Just come back here with me. Hallelujah. Just meet me back here. We'll pray. Hallelujah.